press conference.
I think R. Ashwin's actions tonight speak for him and represent him. When I looked in the eyes of his teammates, I'm not sure if it represented his teammates. And I think we'll leave it up to the IPL fans to decide if that's the kind of thing they want to see. And we'll leave it up to the cricket world to judge R. Ashwin's actions tonight. But for us, we certainly here just to play cricket and entertain the fans and, you know, be good role models for people who love the game. Again, I'll leave it for you to judge if you look what happened yourselves, and if you were to go and look at every single other ball that were bowled in the game, I will leave it for you to judge.
Yesterday we were telling that cricket has been always a mental game, and would you equate it with the voice leading the run out of Pakistan player in the World Cup 87? That was the biggest example of the sports finance. How would you read this? Would you go further with this issue?
You know, again, today was about, I don't think we bowled, we bowled well, but there were a few overs where we didn't bowl as well as we could, and a player of Chris Gayle's calibre, when he bats that long and he gets his iron, and he's in really amazing form at the moment, so one needs to really give credit to Chris Gayle's innings. Joss Butler was amazing while he was batting, and you know, for a lot of the game, we batted like we wanted and we really set ourselves up for victory. I thought the players really were able to stay focused and reset themselves after that run out. And again, there's two overs at the end. We're losing four wickets in two overs. Probably that's where the game slipped away from us. But I was very happy with the players themselves, the way they reacted and they responded to that situation. And our conscious decision was to hold our heads up high and maintain our dignity as a team.
I have a question here. Yeah, definitely Butler's run out was one of the aspects, but if we see, there were five wickets which were fallen in space of 2-3 overs. Is it a concern for you? Because the middle order, we bank on Steve Smith, we bank on Sanju Samson, we bank on Ben Stokes to do the job, but unfortunately they were not able to do that. So is it a concern? And also, Jaydev Narkar gave 45 runs in 3 overs. So is it a concern? Besides, see, he's the
so there were really, it was the first game tonight, the first time obviously we're out there as a team. There was a lot of positives to take from it. Probably in the bowling innings, I would say sort of 15, 16 of the 20 overs, we dominated and we're very happy with that. There's a couple of issues that we could deal up with just in terms of lines and lengths, but that's a small issue and very remediable. And again with the bats, probably for 15 of the 16 of the overs, there was a lot of positives, very happy with the players played. And there were two overs where we lost four wickets. And that really was the game where the game swung. And the experience of the batters that lost their wickets in those situations, I'm not concerned at all because they are really experienced players. Tonight, that's what happens, the game goes against us. But I'm not concerned, I don't think that's a sign or a worry for games to come. I would still like to go and have a close look at the legality of it, but for us, the reality is Ashwin appealed, the umpire gave it out. That's what we need to deal with. And you know, as I said, his actions represent him and speak for himself, and it's really up to the fans and the cricket world to judge that for themselves. And the legality is a separate issue, and probably a lot of teams are going to look more closely at that issue. And I'd like to hope that the rest of the IPL continues in the spirit that we're all here to come and enjoy in a beautiful format of cricket like this.